Hi everybody, Tikkun HaZohar again, as usual. And I would like first to read the prayer that we read before we teach Tikkun HaZohar. ריבון העולמים ואדוני האדונים, אב הרחמים והסליחות, מונים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא אבותינו, בקידה ובשתחווינה שכבדנו לתורתך ולעבדך עבודת הקודש. ונתת לנו חלק מסודות תורתך הקדושה, מהנו מחיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן, אנחנו מפילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתיבחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבניך, וכן יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא אבותינו, שתכונן את לבבינו. לראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב לאוזניך לדברנו אלה, ותפתח לבבנו הערב בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לנו מעודנו זה, נחת רוח לפני כזה כבודך, כריח ניחוח, ותהציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחינתנו, ושיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם קליט דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם בזכות עבודם, בזכות תורתם, בזכותם קדושתם יעמוד לנו, הבנתי קשר לדברים אלו וזכותם תאיר עינינו במשהו אנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זה בארץ ישראל גל העיניי והביד הנפלאות לתורתך כי אדוני תן חוכמה בי דעת ותבונה יהיו רצון מרפי ויגון לבי פניך אדוני צורי וגואלי Meditation from the Ari before we start תיקוני זוהר good now let's continue so we are in verse כ"ה חוזים ונביאים מסתרם נצח דעוד, דביון כלילן, טרין שמען, דינון יוד כבב כאי ודעדני, דבון תמניה הדבר לקבל תמניה ספרי נביאים. ונביאים טרין העשר, לקבל עשר ספרים, קבלי חזאי חזקל עשר מאות, צדיקים מסעד צדיק על כל אלן, דבר לא תיקח האם על הבנים. Just to remind you, we're still handling the subject, do not take the mother away from the sons. That's a little translation. And it's related to the bird sitting in the nest. But of course, the Tikkuni HaZohar is taking it to all new levels of what it means the nest, what it means the mother, and why the Tikkuni HaZohar mentioning sometimes eggs, sometimes chicks, sometimes the bird itself, or what he call here the sons. And we study it before, and hopefully you listen to it, to what we studied before. And I would like to continue for with Rav Brandwein explanation on verse 25. Chozim Nevi'im, the prophet, and the people with the ability to foresee, em mitzad bet sfirot netzach ve'od. We know that the prophet coming from netzach ve'od, the sfirot which are representing in our body, the legs, the two legs. Asher ba'im klonim bet shemot avaya ve'adonai. And we know, says Rav Brandwein, that the name Yutke Vavke, the Tachigrammaton, and the word Adonai, which is another name for God, are basically combined. One represents, of course, those of you who study Kabbalah for a long time, the Avaya, the Tachigrammaton, representing the male aspect of the energy, of the divine, where Adonai represents the female aspect of the divine, which means the receiving force. והם במשולב היינו ביסוד המייחדם יוד כבב כפלוס עדני. And that נצח and עוד, when they combine into יסוד, into the next sphere in line, it's becoming combination of the יוד כבב כ, which is the touch of Gamaten, with the name Adonai. The יוד כבב כ has four letter, the Adonai has four letter, and we combine it together and become one name, which is eight letter name, which is combined of those four letter and four letter together. אשר בהם שמונה אותיות נגד שמונה ספרי נביאים. Why is it eight? Because there is exactly eight book of prophet within the Torah, within the Bible. כי תרי עשר נחשב לספר אחד. Even that there is the word תרי עשר, he says it's considered like one book. ונביאים שהם נצחון הם שניים. הרי הם עשר נגד עשר הספירות. So you have eight books of prophet. We have תרי עשר. We have another book called תרי עשר. So together we have the eight book. תרי עשר is basically one. But because it's נצח ועוד, which is the prophet, So 8 book of the prophet with Netzach Ve'od, you have 10. 10 represent the 10 Sefirot, tell us the Tikkun HaZohar. V'neged Aser HaSefirot, Raya Cheskel Eser Marot. For that reason, Ezekiel saw 10 vision related to the 10 Sefirot. Tzadikim Metzad Sefirat Yesod, Shelikra Tzadik. And we always remember that the Tzadik come from Yesod. Al Kol El Ne'emar Lo Tikach Ha'em Al Habanim. For that reason, say to us the Tikkun HaZohar, don't take the mother away from the boys. Remember, the mother related to the Shekhinah. Do not take the Shekhinah. Do not take the female aspect of God from the Shekhinah. Pirush. Let's understand it, Sarah Brandman. Kishor Shanevoah over Netzach Ve'od. Where prophecy come from? Netzach Ve'od of Ze'er Anpin. The Netzach and Hod of Ze'er Anpin. Umitpashet ad Hanukva. And it's spread out till the Nukva tree, the female aspect. So the roots of prophecy coming always from Netzach Ve'od. When you take the two Sefirot, Netzach and Hod, Netzach represented by Yud Kevavke, Tatshe Gamaten, and Hod, the Sefirah of Hod, which is the left leg, represented by the name Adonai. והם נקראים שחקים התוכנים מים נוקבים לצדיקים, שיסוד המכריע מייחד אותם מהירים משולב. And they consider almost like the grinding heavens. So heaven is grinding together. And what is it grinding exactly? Man latzadikvim, mayim nukvim, meaning a nourishment of energy for the righteous people. Remember, righteous related to Yesod, which is the next sfira, the next one in order. And that's why it's considered Yesod. Otam yirim b'mshulav yud kevav kei with Adni together. So when you combine the name from Netzach, which is Yud Kevavke, Tatshe Gametan, with the name of Hod, Adonai, you combine it together, this is the level of Yesod. And from Yesod, they're shining to the next sphere in line, which is Malchut. And we know, whenever you have right and left, they always contradict each other. Because right is different than the left, and let's explain it. When we talk about right column, what does that mean? It means that the Malchut went up to Bina. The desire to receive went up to the original form of receiving, which has sharing in it, without going to the details. That's called Bina. That called right column. Why? Because when Malchut went up to Bina, we removed the Gimel Rishonot, we removed the Keter, Chokmah, and Bina of Malchut. And it's no longer, because Malchut represents all about left column, all about receiving. But when you are elevating the all receiving into Bina, you're canceling the engine of receiving at that moment. Kaf small, left column is representing or come from when the Malchut going back to its place, the Giluy Agar, and then it revealed the Gibel Rishonot, it revealed the Keter Chokhmah Bina, and then there is no value anymore for the right column. Because the light is so strong that the right column who has no Keter Chokhmah Bina, which is the weaker light, but the light that we can actually connect to, is no longer there. And the question you have to ask yourself, what do you want in your life? All the blessing that you cannot connect to, or some of the blessing that you can connect to? Funny question, right? When Malchut went down from Bina, we need to explain those details, a lot of details here. It says, after Malchut came down from Bina, what happened? from the chest and above of the Anpin, yoneket bibkhina shenigdal lemala mikhaze de Arichanpin. Whatever happened in the Anpin happened in Arichanpin, happened in the upper level. What happened in Arichanpin? Asher shamal bishim Abba ve'ima shebayim, that Abba ve'ima, father and mother, what we call in the Sfirot, in the upper Sfirot, are addressing each other. Shebayim en ayud shi malchut yotzet la'olam me'avir. We know when there is a lower level, the word avir mean air, A-I-R, avir, air, oxygen. If we take the yud away from there, it will become or, meaning light. So you tell us the Tikkuni HaZohar, en ayud shi malchut yotzet la'olam me'avir, שלהם ואינם מקבלים פעולת כף שמאל ונשארים בחסדים מכוסים. There is no problem in Abba ואימא אליהם, the upper world, with all those procedures that are happening in the lower world. And for that reason, nothing really changed. Everything started בחסדים מכוסים. Everything started with a complete cover. ולכן מחזה ולמעלה, זה זער אנפין, אף על פי שיצא כף שמאל בגר, לא ביטל את כף ימין. So whatever is above the chest of the זער אנפין, which is Arich Anpin, which is Abba Ve'ima Ilayin, there, the differences between right column and left column not exist. Because the right column is not being canceled if the left column exists. They can coexist in the same time. Mishen kach mechazev elemata zezer anpin. But whatever take a place from the chest of zezer anpin and below, that there is right column and left column, which are netzach ve'od, em yonkim mibchina asher kenegdam min ha'chazev lemata. They receiving for whatever happened from the chest of zeir anpin and below. The arich anpin asher shaman bishim Israel sabur u'tvuna. And in that level, we are addressing something called Israel saba u'tvuna. Tvuna is the lower level of bina, and Israel saba is the lower level of chokhmah. שבהם מתגלה הקף שמאל והיוד יוצאת מהאוויר. And there, the left column being coming to full expression, and for that reason, the yud leaving the word avir, meaning air or oxygen. What does that mean? וכשנגלה קף השמאל שהוא עוד, תכף נתבטל הנצח. So, once the left column being activated, the right column get canceled. And that's what it means, the yud is no longer there. כי כשחזרה הגדלות, בדיוק שאין עוד שם קטנות. Because once you have a full revelation of the light, there is no reason for the candle. You know, if there is no electricity in your town, and you go with a candle to finding thing, or flashlight, and then the light come back, electricity come back, it no longer has value for that flashlight or for that candle. So the candle called katnut, with the light of the sun called Gadlut. So, the left column is the full capacity of light that we cannot handle. The right column is whatever we can handle. I'm not talking about what's important now. I'm talking about the procedure of what's happening. כשנגלה קו השמאל שהוא עוד תכף נתבטל הנצח. כשחזר גדלות ודאי שאין לו שום קטנות. אמנם גם בישראל סבא ותבונה עצמם יש בחינת בחזה ולמעלה. בבחינת בחזה ולמטה שהם פנים ואחוריים. Tell us, Rav Brandwein, let me tell you another secret. Even in the lower level of Bina, that's called Tvuna, and the lower level of Chokmah, that's called Israel Saba, even they have upper and lower. And we call them Panim Ve'achoraim, front and backward. Asher b'pchinat Panim, the Israel Saba u'Tvuna, the face of Israel Saba and Tvuna, which is the lower part of Bina and Chokhma, Sholet Gamken, Kav Yemin, Ben Ayud Yotzet Me'avir. So if you take the Panim, if you take the front of Israel Saba, and I'm not talking about front as a physical front, I'm talking about the upper level of the lower level, the upper level of the lower level. I know it's complicated, but all what you have to do is always subdivision, subdivision, subdivision. There, the right column and left column are still okay. Sholet gam ken kav yamin v'na yud yotzet me'avir. Kmo be'aba v'ima ila'in. So it's the same like Abba ve'ima ilayin. It's the same like Abba ve'ima. ולכן כשנצח עוד זרע נביא מקבלים עם פנים ישראל סבא ותבונה, so when נצח ועוד receiving from the face of ישראל סבא, which is the lower level of חוכמה, and תבונה, the lower level of בינה, it still יש עמידה לקווים, it still make the right column not being canceled, שהוא נצח גם אחרי יציאת קו השמאל, even after the left column, כי מקבל כוחו מבחינת אשר כנגדו בקווי ימין, the פנים ישראל סבא ותבונה, so even the face of the lower level of Bina and Chokmah, which is below the chest of Zeir and Pin, still are okay with the idea of the left and right working together. For that reason, the Netzach and Hod of Zeir and Pin has two levels. One, Im and Bebchinat Achoraim, if we're talking about Achoraim in backward, or from the back, Dainu B'Shah Shem Mekavlim Be'Achoraim Nisar Sabot Vuna. If they're receiving from the Achoraim, if they're receiving from the back of Israel Saba Utvuna, from the lower level of the chest of the Zeir Anpin, that what we call the receiving light from the lower level of Binah, that we call Tvuna, and from the lower level of Rechoah, that we call Israel Saba, only in that place, the right column, which we call Netzach, get canceled because of the left column being revealed, Shuod. But if they're receiving from the face of Israel Saba Utvuna, then of course they continue to stay right and left column together, the same like it's happening in the upper world. For that reason, we say now they're both shining. They cannot cancel each other when it's coming from the face of Israel Saba Utvuna. And that's why Yesod, who combined two of them, Meshalev Aratam V'chazde Netzach Me'irim. And for that reason, the shining of the mercy of Netzach shining from above to below, V'arat Gar De'od, and the Gimel Rishonot, the Keter Chokhmah Bina, that come from the left column, that we call it Od, in this frame of reference, Milamata Lemala, כך מקבלים את הארת נצח עוד. And that's how we receive both energy in the same time. Sound profound, sound difficult, sound incredible, but I'm telling you, invest some time to understand it because it's kind of important. I'm jumping now to verse 26. ועוד אלינה עסקין באורייתא לשמה, ונתחיל פקודת דינון תריג מצוות דתלין משנה י' כו' כ'. כי אין וין בעת קלה, כדי להחדה באון לשם, השם בשכינה. כבארנש לבתייחד עם בת זוגה. בכל איברין דילה, להפקה זרה מעלה את מר באון, לא תיקח האם על הבנים. בילין דלה משתלב בוראית הלשמעת, מר באון שלחת שלח את האם. את לרבות שם השם, צלמה מהו בארנש. תל אס תיקונה זו. More, the one who studied Torah for the right reason. Right reason. שומרים מצוותיה, do the מצוות, שהם תרי"ג מצוות, and they do the 613 מצוות, התלויים משם הוויה, that coming directly from the name of God, that touch a them. כענבים באשכול, like grapes in the vine, וכוונתו כדי לייחד בהם לשם הוויה, שהוא זה רפין בשכינתה, is like to unite the name י' כ' כ' with his שכינה, with his female, שהיא מלכות, which is מלכות, כאדם המחד עצמו עם בת זוגו בכל לבריו, like a man and a woman becoming one with all the organs, and through that they're giving birth to great children. About those people that say, do not take the mother away from the boys. But the one who doesn't study the Torah for the right reason, they study Torah but not for the right reason. On them, it say, you should get the mother away from them. Get away the Shechina away from them. Et, l'arbot shem avaya, shehu zeir anpin, asher hu mistalek im ha'em me'oto adam. And it say, not only the Shechina should leave them, even the name of God should leave them, the tacha gametan. Shocking. Shocking. Somebody practice spirituality, practice the Torah, practice everything, but do it for the wrong reason. Tikkun HaZohar said, may the Shechina leave him, may God leave him. Shocking, right? Let's explain it. Tikkuni HaZohar. Pirush. כי תרי"ג המצוות, 630 מצוות divided to 248 מצוות עשה, thing you should be doing spiritually, and 365 מצוות what you shouldn't be doing. ותלויים בשם הוויה, and everything is coming from the name of God. How do we know that? There is a verse that says, זה שמי לעולם, this is my name forever. If you take the word my name and you combine it with yud k, with the first two letters of the tachigrammaton, you're going to get 365, which is the exact 365 mitzvot you shouldn't be doing, the thing you shouldn't be doing. And then the verse say, וזה זכרי, and this is my memory לדור דור, for all the generation to come. You take the word זכרי, my memory, you combine it with the last two letters of the yud kevavke, the last two letters of the tachigrammaton, how much you got? 248 of the mitzvot you shouldn't be doing, of the thing you shouldn't be doing. וביאור הדברים הוא, כי יש בית בחינות בזכר ונוקבה. There is two levels in the male and the female. כשהנוקבה היא בזיווג עם זר אנפין, והחסידים שולטים בנוקבה. When the nukva, when the female aspect, when the receiving aspect is in connection with זר אנפין, and the חסידים שולטים, and the mercy is controlling the nukva, and the mercy controlling the female, because chasadim is coming from the male, mercy coming from the male, and receiving coming from the female. כמו בזהר אנפין, והגם שהערת חוכמה כלולה בחסדים, אלו שבנוקבה, מכל מקום, נמשך דרתם ממעלה למטה, מפני שיקרה בו חסדים ולא חוכמה. So when we combine the nukva, the receiving force, the female, together with זהר אנפין, then it's only covered by mercy, and there is no chokhmah there, even there is light of wisdom, there is strong light of wisdom that represent judgment, it's mostly chasadim, mostly mercy. B'china zo nikret vav kei, this level called vav kei, the last two letters of the yud kei vav kei, the last two letters of the tachigrammaton. Hopefully you will see a picture and you can see what vav kei is, da avaya, ki chasadim hem vav kei, shesod vav kei. So the chasadim, the mercy is only vavke, it's only the last two letters. But, second way of understanding it, is shechokma shehusod yudke, mitgale banukva. There is another aspect, when the first two letters is revealing within the female, which is what is the first two letters? Yudke, the first two letters of the tachigrammaton. Ba'afal pi shegam kan, ibezivugim ze'er anpin, even here she is a connection to ze'er anpin, to the male aspect, which calls the Zeher Anpin. אם כל זה החוכמה שבמלכות שולטת ולא חסדים, זה Zeher Anpin. Even though, so the חוכמה is of the מלכות, is controlling, and not the mercy of Zeher Anpin. ונודע שהחוכמה אינה נמשכת ממעלה למטה. And we know that the wisdom, the light of wisdom is not coming from above to below. ואז כתוב עליה, זה שמי לעולם. And that's why it's written, this is my name forever. שכתוב לעולם בלי וב, and it's written forever without the letter וב, שפירושו לעלים. So when it says לעולם, you can read it in different way. לעולם mean for eternity, or for the universe, or for the world. So if you take the וב away, it sounds like לעלים, to make it disappear. כי צריכים לעלים ולא להמשיך חוכמה מלעלם למטה. Because we have to be careful not to connect to energy that coming from above to below, because it's awakening selfishness. שזה שורש כל שעשה לא תעשה שבתורה. And that's the roots of all the 365 things you shouldn't be doing according to the Torah. So when God tells people don't do a certain thing, it's because those representing the 365 type of energy that connect to the light of wisdom, that connect to the energy coming from above to below. ועל זה מרמזים לנו חז"ל. שמי עם יוד קי. For that reason, the sage is telling us, my name connect to יוד קי, the first two letters, and together 365. לא תעשה, כי יוד קי שהוא סוד החוכמה, because don't do, they try to prevent us not to connect to the light of wisdom, which eventually make us selfish. And that's the גימל ראשונות, and that's the three ספירות, תקד החוכמה בינה, that we try to eliminate, not to cancel everything. הם בסוד, זה שמי לעולם. שצריכים להעלים. When it says, this is my name forever, forever mean לעולם, but it's also mean to disappear. Try to hide it. ולא להמשיך ממעלה למטה. Make sure you're not acting on those 365, לא תעשה. אבל הערת החסדים, by the light of mercy, which is the last two letters of the name of God, the Tachi Gametan, הוא מצווה להמשיך ממעלה למטה. It's your responsibility to do. So if we say, person should not kill, it's not about manners. It's about, because person should not kill or not steal, has to do with the Yud-K, has to do with the first two letters of the Tachi Gametan, and you're getting benefit by not doing it. But if you say, go and help somebody or love the neighbor as thyself, this is what you should be doing. That's come from the chasadim. That's come from the mercy. And we need to activate that type of light. וזהו שורש כל רמח מצוות עשה שבתורה וכתוב להם זה זכרי לדור ודור. And it says, this is my memory from generation to generation with the two letters of the יוד כבאפקי. רמח, שהם רמח מצוות מבחינת זכר, המשפיע ממעלה למטה. So, 248 represent the male. Now, what is this to do with the male? It's influence and give and sharing from above to below, corresponding to the 248 type of light, 248 mitzvot that you should be doing. V'na'arat chokhmah nikret anavim. Light of wisdom, we call it grapes. V'chet shelet zadat ayam ha'shachta anavim. What was the sin of Eve? She was squeezing grapes. For that reason, we drink wine on Shabbat, on holidays, as a memory for that original sin and the grapes. שפירושו המשכת החוכמה ממעלה למטה. Because she drew light from above to below. שמזה באה המיטה לעולם. And that's what brought death to the world. בסוד ביום אוכלך ממונו בו תומת. For that reason, God said to Adam, in the day that you're going to decide to eat from this tree, you're going to die. וזה אומר ועוד אלינדה סקין, אנו שמחים חסידים וחוכמה שבתורה לשמה. So when people study the Torah לשמה, study it for the right reason, and they're working on not to draw the wrong light in the wrong places, meaning whatever they do it for the right reason, with a full understanding that whatever they do is with that consciousness that I don't want to create a left column energy, כי כל כוונתם בתורה מצוות היא כדי להרדה ביון שם יהיו שם השם שוערת החסדים בשכינה שבאה ערת החוכמה. So the people who study Torah, like what we do now, when we do mitzvot, what we're doing every day, all day, our meditation is to combine the light of wisdom with the light of mercy. This is really the goal. והחוכמה תאיר ממטה למעלה בסוד זה שמי. And we are activating the light of wisdom with the word זה שמי. אם יותקבב כלעלים. So their job is la'alim, to disappear, to cover that light. והחסדים יאירו ממעלה למטה. But with the mercy, the light of mercy, we want to activate it from above law. So what a Kabbalist does two things. Covering the strong light, the cold light of wisdom, and activating the light of mercy. כברנש דבידי אחד. And it's the same thing like when a man become with a woman. Let's understand what it means. And the reason is with his wife is basically to give birth to children. He doesn't want to have a pleasure for himself. If he has a pleasure for himself, the kids become like that. So he does things that give him pleasure, but he does it for the right reason, then it's okay. את לרבות שם השם, כי אפילו החסדים המהירים בזמן הקטנון בימין, לבר נקראים שם השם. זה מה אמרו ברנש, פסל לעץ יבש בחמה שלא ישתלל בוא תשמע. So when people not doing things that which are already good, still, it's already good, it's already amazing. They study Torah, they do mitzvot, but they don't do it for the right reason, then unfortunately, say Tikkuni HaZohar, what happened to them, they become Ne'asa Le'etz Yavesh. They become a tree which is dry. You know how a tree which is dry looks like? It's broken. It's falling apart. It's eating by the worm. It's all bad news. So when you look around, it's tree. But when you look inside, there is nothing there. So whenever you study, even now when you listen to that study, meditate it. When you study it for the right reason, to draw the light that is needed and to cancel the light that is not needed. Mechamat shelo ishtadel lishma. I'm going to stop here until next time that we're going to go into another subject. So thank you.